It's Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. JLL gets smart about The Office, Google ends Stadia Game Studios, and lessons about social media bias. This is The Business of Tech. Protocol got my attention with a story about the smarter office of the future. As businesses think about how their headquarters will reopen, the piece focuses on JLL. That's the real estate management company that operates offices around the globe. They think 50% of workers are back at the office in September. More importantly, JLL thinks technology is the key. Tech to reserve desks, communicate with tenants, measuring conference room usage, and looking into safety protocols are all being discussed. JLL even launched JLL Technologies, and, quote, traditional IT vendors, end quote, are also looking from Salesforce to Honeywell to SAP. Real estate lagged behind other industries, and so the digitization opportunity is massive. Why do we care? Let's observe that JLL Technologies is exactly the kind of shadow channel Jay McBain of Forrester talks about. That's a tech company inside a real estate management one. They have direct access to JLL's customers. My takeaways? You can run this strategy yourself as the technology provider. Here's business logic you care about, the tech that creates digital parity. I want to be hearing about the success stories happening out there. Second, know that property management companies are gearing up too. They see this as high-value opportunity, and they want their part. Get ahead of it, or risk losing that company to the tech department of the property management company. Google has ended its Stadia Games and Entertainment division, which is the group within the company to build video games. These games were focused on the Google Stadia platform, which continues on. The company cited the high cost of video game development. Why do we care? We care because they did not shut down the whole platform. I'm not convinced Stadia is a great idea for gamers, but I'm very bullish on cloud gaming long term and the idea of cloud applications. I've stated before that proving out cloud gaming is important because of its other usage, and it's a cultural shift. You can get gamers streaming games, you can get more casual consumers doing the same. And you culturally make it easier for business applications. Not entirely sold on full desktops in the cloud, but if you can make seamless application streaming mainstream, that's a big deal. Google didn't kill that part, and it's why we continue to care to track this. I think the concept has legs. Put it in your toolbox, or at minimum, track it. A new report from NYU Stern's Center for Business and Human Rights is out. Its findings? There is no evidence that social media companies systematically suppress conservatives. In fact, in an effort to appear unbiased, they bend over backwards to appease conservative critics. There are specific recommendations from the report. Greater transparency around moderation decisions, greater controls for users on their feeds, hiring more humans to moderate, and a recommendation to government to dial back some of the hostility towards tech companies. Oh, and a recommendation to amend, not repeal, Section 230. Why do we care? Because it's important to get our facts straight. I'm putting that aside for a moment and taking some business lessons here. Transparency, greater controls by users, humans to manage the customer experience. These all sound like things services organizations should be focusing on, regardless. I'm not stretching to say that big tech companies would be doing better if they thought more about their users. When the product is free, you're the product. But you have to respect that audience in order to survive. I like focusing on fundamentals, and here's an easy one. You take care of people, and you're more successful. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/mspradio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. More roundup, all the best stories for IT service providers, back tomorrow.